You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
All right. We want to welcome special guest, our expert contributor, Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance, who is always here for us when it comes to all of our insurance advice. Thanks for coming in, Elaine.
Thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. Happy to be here.
A great Sunday afternoon. Appreciate spending it with us.
My pleasure.
All right. So last time you were on, we were talking about life insurance, and that's a complicated topic. And I know that something that really piggybacks onto life insurance are annuities.
Right.
We hear annuities advertised a lot. And I'm going to say that the average person listening probably doesn't know much about them. And I'm going to say that because I don't know that much about them.
Right. It took me a while to get comfortable with them as well.
Tammy, do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think that it gets misunderstood. So I'm glad Elaine's here to talk
right.
about it.
Clear up whatever. The misunderstandings.
We hope to. We'll get into some annuities 101 today.
That'd be great.
All right. So what, I guess, just give us a definition starting out. What is the definition of annuity? What is it?
Okay. Well, when I'm talking about the products I have, life insurance products, I like to say life insurance is for those who die too soon, to where annuities are for when we live too long. Okay?
So life insurance is for those that die too soon, and annuities are for those that live too long.
Exactly. It's an insurance product for living longer, which a lot of us are doing nowadays. Mm-hmm. More people with and without quality of life. People are living longer. More people are looking
whether we like it or not.
Exactly. Yeah. So they're looking into annuities and they're looking into long-term care products. That's all becoming more and more hot topics. Mm-hmm. But if you want an actual definition of annuity, I would say an annuity is an investment you make now that guarantees a steady stream of income when you need it in the future. Okay? You make a lump sum contribution or a series of payments into an annuity, and the annuity will provide regular payouts during your retirement years. And there are, of course, I'd say it's a contract with the insurance company. Okay? There's certain limitations to it. There's fees, there's charges, and as well as some administrative fees if you choose some of the optional benefits that you can build into them.
Right. So that can change the fee structure based on what you choose.
Right. There's a lot of moving parts to these. There's a lot of types of annuities, and you can kind of build them to have certain features that are important to you.
All right. So go ahead,
Tammy. Oh, I was going to say, so basically an annuity is another form of a retirement plan, a self-paid retirement plan of sorts.
Yes. People will use that to supplement or to fund their pensions, fund their retirement plans, mm-hmm. or sometimes they'll use it to create a legacy.
Okay.
All right. So as an investment, so you said that it's, you can contribute in a lump sum or you can have a series of payments, but it also will give regular payouts back to you. Is that
right,
correct?
Correct. That's the reason we're setting these up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the regular payouts back to you, I'm assuming, is the profit or the interest that you're earning. That's
right.
What you would get back as the regular payouts.
Like I said, this is a contract. We're going to set it up, and there are a lot of different ones. But you'll set up this contract and knowing that at this year, I want to start getting an income stream from it.
And
so
you can
some of your principal
that?
You put in?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Some of your principal you put in, the earnings that are in there and so forth. Yes.
All right. So what are, I guess, the risks associated with it as an annuity? Because I think that's what a lot of people want to know is when you're looking at, you know, you're looking at an investment because any investment has risk.
Right, exactly. And like with any other investment, the more risk you take, the more propensity you have to be able to have a higher growth, potential for a higher growth.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So with a variable annuity, for instance, you have a potential for a higher growth, but you're taking on more risk. Okay. Then there's other ones that are like fixed annuities, fixed indexed annuities that you can choose to have some downside protection. Okay, maybe you don't want to go below the principal you've put into it. But at the same time, the company's going to rate cap how high you can go.
You said that's a fixed annuity?
Yes.
Okay, so those are the ones that give downside protection. So downside meaning trying to protect your nest egg.
Exactly. You can't stand to see it go below like an 08 and 09. And this is what has kind of directed all the buzz about annuities and long-term care. 08 and 09, there were people that were getting close to retirement that lost a good portion of their retirement. Mm-hmm. And so people are wanting safer products or products that have more guarantees to them.
Right. So the closer you get to retirement, the safer your portfolio better become.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So with these different types, so based on the risk tolerance, you're saying a fixed income annuity is going to be the safest. Is that correct?
It will have more options for you in there to choose if you want how much downside protection you want. You might choose that you want downside protection that's not going to go below zero, or you might say, well, I can stand for it to go 10% lower if it gives me a greater avenue for increased
greater
growth.
Greater upside potential.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. So you may be limited on either side.
Right, and you can choose it. There are all types of annuities, and within those types of annuities, there's all types of plans and ways that you can build this to personalize it and fit you. We want you to be comfortable with it. We want you to be able to work this plan that we set up and meet your purpose.
What about the tax side of things? You know, if someone were to put money into an annuity, and what is the amount of years that my money has to be secured into that?
Okay, so are you talking about the tax side of it? It's two different things. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at a surrender charge,
right.
Okay, in an annuity, mm-hmm. there's a 7-year surrender charge.
Okay,
and it's a sliding scale.
In all annuities?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do I want to say all annuities? There may be one out there that's not, but typically, yes,
right,
there are surrender charges. Don't quote me on the 7-year. Let's look at every single annuity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It might be different with other companies, but there are going to be surrender charges. Typically, they're a 7-year surrender charge, and it's highest at the beginning. It's a sliding scale type surrender charge.
Okay.
Once that period is gone, then you don't have a surrender charge.
So after 7 years, then I can start drawing that money. And then to my second question then would be the taxes. What happens with that?
Okay, you're putting after-tax money into these typically,
okay?
But the gains that you get on them, the earnings, are tax-deferred.
Okay.
And that's because it's a life insurance vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm. We can tax-defer those earnings, and then when you pull it out, they'll be at that current tax rate.
Okay,
awesome.
So as you're pulling it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then that's going to go by the typical age limitations when it comes to taking out retirement funds, if there's any penalties associated with it, right?
Right. It depends on the individual one. I can't do a blanket statement on that either. It depends on which annuity you're taking out.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a wide variety of them out there.
Well, one of the things I definitely see from this is that I had no idea how many options there were with this.
Right.
I didn't know that annuities would have this many options. And I wouldn't want to navigate down that path without some professional advice. So if you're listening right now and you want to learn more about annuities, especially as a retirement vehicle, and especially knowing if you're looking for some place that's a safe place to put your money, reach out to Elaine Marr from Farmers Insurance, because Elaine, you're definitely our trusted advisor for the show, not just for our listeners, but for us personally too. And we always appreciate that. So let's dig into this a little further. So when you're looking at, and just kind of recap too, is that you said that life insurance is for those that die too soon, and annuity it's for those that live too long. And when you say that it's for those that live too long, what does that mean?
Probably living past what their nest egg is, right?
Okay.
So someone has, you know, with your company, if you're lucky enough to still have a company that has a pension, maybe you have guaranteed payouts, or maybe there's just only a certain number of years that will pay out. Or your IRA, maybe it's going to be depleted, you know, before you are, you know, people are living longer nowadays. So you want to have something to supplement the savings plans that you have, or it may be your only savings plan.
And why do you think so many people are talking about annuities right now?
I feel it goes back to 08 and 09. I really saw the panic in people that lost a lot of their retirement plans when their money was in the market and the market crashed. And it's fine if you were 20 or 30 years old at the time and you have time to rebound. But my people that were close to retirement
really
were pretty
them.
Panicky if they had funds that were in a risky situation. You don't have time to recoup those losses.
Mm-hmm. That's scary. So
yes.
Definitely protecting that as you get close to the point you need the money. Pretty important. You can't really understate that. And I'm somebody who's not risk averse. Risk doesn't necessarily scare me. Better be careful as you get to the point you might need access to it.
That's right. You said it earlier. The closer you get to retirement, the closer you get to needing that money, the more you need to back off the risk and the more you need to secure it.
I like it. Well, if you want to contact Elaine, best phone number to reach her is 314-238-0055. Also, you can visit our website anytime at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for Elaine Marr. We'll have a blog post about this, too, that'll talk about annuities and make sure to have your contact information. So I actually want to have, if you have time to stick around, I have more questions, because you guys have something called Pension Max that is, I think our listeners are going to want to know about. And then we're also going to compare an annuity to a CD and the different types, you know, when it comes to security and taxes and yield and all of those items when we return. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.